From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Christopher Conover with In-Depth Arizona. In 2009, employees at the University of Arizona with domestic partners were told that due to a change in state law, they could no longer provide their partners with health insurance.
When that was taken away, it was so incredibly demoralizing and disappointing to go from finally being human and finally being kind of equal to suddenly not being human anymore.
That's Dace Park. Her partner, Carolyn Fort, works at the University of Arizona. Dace and Carolyn had been able to share insurance benefits for less than a year when the legislature changed the law so that domestic partners were no longer eligible for coverage.
Having achieved first-class citizen status and then sort of reaching this place of complacency and I've arrived, and then to have that so quickly, within less than a year, the legislation passed that would have taken that away from us.
Due to the timing of the change in state law, university employees with domestic partners were able to keep their partners covered until later this fall. But then university benefits would go away. But the university stepped in and is now offering a separate, non-state-funded insurance plan for employees with domestic partners. Allison Valancourt is the University of Arizona Vice President in charge of Human Relations, the department overseeing the benefit package.
What the university has done is introduce a health insurance program for employees with domestic partners. And so they'll have health insurance, they'll have dental insurance, and they'll have vision insurance.
Valancourt says the university administration began working on the plan not long after the change in state law was announced.
Because it was the right thing to do. I mean, that's really all there is to it, is it's the right thing to do, is that you don't disenfranchise important people from the benefits that they need. So I give the president and the provost a lot of credit for doing the right thing on this one.
The new plans were announced in a memo to the university community. The coverage will be comparable to the plans available to all other university employees and will not cost the university much money, according to Valancourt.
It's a small group of people, and so when you have a large group, your rates tend to be lower, and when you have a small group, your rates tend to be higher. But we got a very competitive pricing from the organizations that we're going to be dealing with, and so it's not a great concern to the university.
Some may ask why the University of Arizona would work to make the benefits available. The answer for many is moral, like Dace and Carolyn talked about, equal benefits for everyone. But there's also a business part of the equation. Jennifer Hofel is the director of the University of Arizona's LGBTQ Affairs Office and says she heard about both the moral and business effects of the cancellation of the benefits.
This is imperative for being able to recruit and retain the world-class faculty and staff that we have here at the university and that we hope to attract to our institution. If we aren't able to offer competitive and comprehensive benefits to all our employees, then it makes it a hard sell for a potential faculty member.
As Jennifer mentioned, recruitment is only part of the business equation. Retention is also part of the issue.
I've known a handful of staff and faculty who have left and who have identified this as the reason why they've left.
One of those faculty members who had to think about her future with the university was Laura Briggs.
I don't know if I would have left the university, but certainly I would have looked for a position where I could expect to have benefits for my family, which is what everybody expects.
Briggs is an associate dean in the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences.
In my family, we'd made a lot of decisions based on there being domestic partner benefits and the expectation that they would continue. My partner is pregnant and decided to go down to part-time eventually at her job, so we made the assumption that our benefits would continue.
The University of Arizona is the only public university in the state that will continue to offer benefits to domestic partners regardless of whether the partners are in a same-sex or opposite-sex relationship. The new plan will be available later this year during open enrollment. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.